Howdy, folks. I understand that wild beasts won't hurt you if you carry a torch, provided you carry it fast enough, I guess. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum, and this is Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. And I imagine you've got a summer theater going somewhere around where you live. They seem to be popping up like toadstools after a rain lately. They weren't me in the one down home this season. I would have done it too, but I couldn't find the proper vehicle. Yeah, they said they'd pick a vehicle, but somehow I can't see myself being ridden out of town on a rail. I'm just joking there. There's a lot of work for actors who play at summer theaters, learning a new role every week, you know. One week you're Henry VIII, and the next Little Lord Fauntleroy. They're both nice characters. But I guess I'll just keep on trying to make the best of being just plain Pat. Friend of the birds and bees. Lover of flora and fauna. And defender of the siesta. I'm sure Marion Morgan agrees with me on that. How about it, Marion?
Deed I do. Do I want you? Oh, my. Do I, honey? Deed I do. Do I need you? Oh, my. Why, honey, deed I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I, honey? I do.
Mighty nice, Marion. You know, someone once said that all people smile in the same language. But the brightest smile, of course, needs clean, shiny teeth. Mealtime tends to dull the teeth, but here's something you can do about that. You chew double mint gum after every meal. Chewing healthful double mint helps keep your teeth clean and attractive. And then your smile looks its best and brightest, you know. So remember to chew double mint after every meal. You'll enjoy doing it. Delicious double mint. Tastes so good. Tops off a meal real nice. Makes your mouth feel clean and fresh, too. Well, I don't know what holiday it is. There must be some reason, though, why the Buttram Symphony has selected today's tune for their offering. It's Allah's Holiday.
Thank you.
Allah's holiday. I found out today is the 47th anniversary of the United States' victory in the Olympic Games at Stockholm. 47 years ago, that's when King Gustav of Sweden praised Jim Thorpe, the American Indian, as the greatest athlete in the world, he said. But no sooner had Jim returned home than he was stripped of his amateur athletic honors because seems he had once engaged in an athletic contest for pay or something. I don't know, seems like we always hurt the one we love, as the song says. The greater a man is, seems like, the more some of us enjoy throwing mud at him. Nobody claimed that Thorpe had knowingly committed a technical violation. Yet he was blasted by the handful of men that couldn't even lift the 16-pound shot over their heads. Just a few years ago, shortly before he died, Jim Thorpe, the American Indian, was designated by the sports experts as the greatest athlete of the 20th century. I never did hear what happened to those men that threw the mud at him. I don't know. Well, there's the musical call for the Buttram bonus. And today's bonus just makes my mouth water just thinking about it. Hash. Hash, Buttram style. Now, I notice some of folks here snickering at the word hash, but I'll tell you, hash, Buttram style is one of the great dishes of all time. We don't get it today because housewives, not many of them know how to make it. It takes several hours to make perfect hash. Even the dictionary doesn't know too much about it. The dictionary defines hash as a mixture of cooked meat, potatoes, and so forth, chopped together. Well, that's wrong. There's no and so forth in good hash. Now, the secret to it is the word chopped. It mustn't be ground. No, you got to chop. Put the beef cut into small chunks and put into a wooden bowl and sit down and put the wooden bowl in your lap and chop. That way the meat is cut into tiny individual pieces. And I know I've seen my mother sit by the window of a summer afternoon a-chopping and a-chopping till the meat and the potatoes were blended. And finally then came the seasoning. Just salt and pepper, nothing else. Then the wooden bowl, with its delicate contents, was covered with a damp linen towel and set aside to blend still more until time for the skillet. Now, there's an art to frying it, too. Just a touch of butter to prevent sticking, and a low fire and a bit of water. It's really the steam that does the cooking. And when properly prepared, there's no finer dish. I've tried them all. Gooey hash, chunky hash, gravied hash, sloppy hash, and garlicky hash. But there's nothing like hash Buttram style. Our Buttram bonus for today. But, you know, it's hopeless trying to tell anyone about what's good to eat. It's like Mark Twain once said. He said, I can glorify my bill of fare until I'm tired, but after all, the Scot will say, where's my haggis? And the cannibal will say, where's my missionary? But don't forget, after every meal, whether it's hash or haggis. You chew delicious double mint gum, huh? It helps keep your teeth clean. It'll give you pleasant, satisfying aid for digestion. Keep some handy near the family table where everybody can reach for a stick after eating. Healthful, wholesome, double mint chewing gum, yes, sir. Now from the Halloran Quartet, Mountain High, Valley Low.
If you need me, I will be nearby, Mountain High, Valley Low. My love follows you until the last lightning fast turtle slow. Journey to the North Star, south wind blow my love to you. If you need me, I will be nearby, Mountain of new moons. Dreams will bridge the skies to you.
If you need me, I will be nearby.
Beautiful song. Thank you, boys. And folks, there's one thing you'll appreciate about having delicious double mint chewing gum along with you in the summertime. It's tidy. It neatly wrapped double mint, handles clean, no matter how hot the day. And you'll enjoy that cool, long-lasting refreshment that it gives you, too. So you keep some handy in your pocket or purse all the time. Delicious double mint chewing gum. I'm Pat Buttram, reminding you that counting sheep is okay, but some men seem to prefer calves. Goodbye.
Whispering Streets give up dramatic secrets.